AAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. State and local officials in many parts of the country are taking a look at security in the wake of the bombing attacks against the Boston Marathon. But in Iowa, as in other localities so far, there have been no cancellations. Officials in charge of the Drake Relays say that they too are reviewing safety measures ahead of next week's meet. Drake spokesman Tyler Patton tells the Associated Press that campus and Des Moines police will reevaluate the security plans for the Drake Relays, which will be held from April 25th through the 28th. Patton says no further details were immediately available. The meet will also host a one-mile race in downtown Des Moines on April 23rd and a half marathon on April 28th. Well, the London Marathon will go ahead on Sunday despite security fears in the wake of the bomb blasts in the Boston race that killed at least three runners and injured many more. British Sports Minister Hugh Robertson told the BBC on Tuesday, "The best way for us to react is to push ahead with the marathon to send a very clear message that we won't be cowed by this sort of behavior." Nick Biddle, the chief executive of the London Marathon, added that organizers are reviewing security around the race through the heart of Britain's capital, but we will not be canceling. An estimated 500,000 spectators are expected to line the streets to watch the London Marathon, which involves about 37,500 runners. In local high school sports around the area last night, in boys golf, it was Griswold downing Tri-Center by a two-stroke margin, 182-184. Corning defeating Cam, 190-224. Riverside beat Underwood, 181-198. Harlan a winner over Kemper Catholic, 159-175. Creston beat Clarinda, 160-240. Also in girls golf last night, it was Griswold over Tri-Center, 224-233. Clarinda beat Creston, 188-209. Also in boys soccer last night, it was Glenwood topping Atlantic 7-0. In boys tennis, Kemper Catholic beat Harlan 8-1. Also in girls tennis, it was Kemper Catholic over Harlan 5-4 and Lewis Central a 6-2 winner over St. Albert. Van Meter hosting a boys' high school track meet last night. It was Van Meter winning the meet by just a half point. They had a 101.5-point total. Panorama, 101, was second. Woodward Academy, Martinsdale St. Mary's, and Des Moines Christian are the top five. Nottoway Valley, Pleasantville, Wayne, West Central Valley, Adair Casey, Colonesco, Iowa Christian, and Lennox round out the rest of the field in that meet last night. Among some of the top finishers, Alex Welsh won the high jump for Nottoway Valley, clearing 6'1". Also, Nottoway Valley was runner-up in the 4x200-meter relay. T.J. Bauer was second in the 1,600 meters and the 800-meter run, while Colton Graham was the runner-up in the 3,200-meter run last night for the Nottoway Valley squad. Well, Major League Baseball action last night. John Jay and Matt Holliday each had two hits and two RBIs as the St. Louis Cardinals jumped on the Pittsburgh Pirates early in a 10-6 victory. Alan Craig doubled and drove in three runs for the Cardinals, who knocked around James McDonald with a seven-run second inning. McDonald gave up eight runs, three earned, and walked two in 1 1/3 innings, the shortest start of his career. Lance Lynn labored through five innings to get the win. Lynn allowed four runs, walking three, and striking out four. Starling Marte had three hits, and Neil Walker homered for the Pirates, who had their three-game winning streak snapped. In other National League games, it was Cincinnati over Philadelphia, 4-2. Washington beat up on Miami, 10-3. San Diego, winner over the Dodgers by a final of 6-3. In American League Baseball yesterday, Boston beat Tampa Bay by a score of 3-2. It was Toronto edging the Chicago White Sox 4-3. Minnesota beat the LA Angels 8-2. And Oakland whipped up on Houston 11-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Omaha beat Nashville 3-2. Albuquerque was a winner over the Iowa Cubs by a score of 11-5. Busy night in the NBA last night. Chicago beat Orlando 102-84. Miami over Cleveland 96-95. It was Charlotte topping New York 106-95. Detroit beat Philadelphia 109-101. Brooklyn got by Washington 106-101. Denver outscored Milwaukee 112-111. It was Memphis over Dallas 103-97. Oklahoma City beat Sacramento 104-95. Utah 96-80 winners over Minnesota. Phoenix outscored Houston 119-112, and it was Golden State by 10 over San Antonio 116-106. In the National Hockey League last night, Toronto shut out New Jersey 2-0. Philadelphia beat Montreal 7-3. Chicago 5-2 over Dallas. Vancouver beat Nashville 5-2. Columbus in overtime over Colorado 4-3. Minnesota clipped Calgary 4-3. San Jose blanking Phoenix 4-0, and Ottawa at Boston was postponed last night. Well, Jordan Canzeri is anxiously awaiting his return to the game field. Iowa's sophomore running back was impressive during Sunday's practice in West Des Moines, a little more than a year after suffering a torn ACL in spring drills that kept him out of the 2012 season.
I just feel like I have a lot more confident. I took the injury as a blessing to be able to watch my teammates, watch our ups and downs, watch practice, and just be able to sit at the standpoint of not being able to play. And that just made me really humble, just like how quickly things can you can lose things. So I was just really excited to be able to go through all the rehab successfully, be able to come back, and I'm just ready.
Canzeri was cleared to play during the 2012 season, but he was held out of competition to preserve his red shirt.
I just really want to be able to help my team out in any way possible. So I was excited once I was 100% to go, but I understood the coach's decision, so I was fine with it.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz was not surprised at how quickly Canzeri has returned to form.
He really practiced well last year. I was half tempted to throw him in there in the last couple of weeks, but we just didn't make sense at that point. But he really worked hard to come back from the injury. And thought he really looked good at the end of the season, and today was certainly a good day for him. He showed some things, so that was good to see. It's the first time he's really been tackled to any great extent since he's been hurt, and he looked really good out there.
Ferentz says they felt it was best for Canzeri to hold him out of last season.
It just didn't seem like the right thing to do, and it was probably a little bit early last year, although he did come back pretty quickly.
Canzeri joins Mark Wiseman and Damon Bullock in the battle for the starting running back spot this season. Drake football coach Chris Creighton says no starter has emerged at quarterback as the Bulldogs enter the final week of their spring drills. The Bulldogs need to replace Mike Piatkowski, who led them to back-to-back Pioneer Football League titles.
You know, I guess it's probably still close enough that we're not going to make a big, you know, production out of who our starter would be. You know, Andy Rice has been working with the first group, and Nick Enns has been, just right there getting reps at the first group, but more so with the second group. And then, you know, Michael Hudson brings a whole other dimension that the other two don't have, with the ability to run the ball, and is just faster and more athletic with the ball in his hands. And so he's been working at a quarterback as well. So a little bit of a three-headed monster right now, but it's a monster I like.
Well, the Bulldogs held their second scrimmage of the spring over the weekend.
Unlike previous years, we are actually drafting teams for Saturday and going to play a game. So really excited about that. But going to work on some pressure situations today in practice and some corrections from the scrimmage. But, no more install at this point in spring ball.
Well, what he refers to as far as drafting players for their game will be their spring game, which comes up this Saturday. And the Kansas City Chiefs have signed veteran Akeem Jordan to provide some depth and push for some playing time alongside middle linebacker Derek Johnson. The team announced the move in a statement on Monday. Jordan has appeared in 82 games with 34 starts in 6 seasons for the Philadelphia Eagles, where current Chiefs coach Andy Reid had been in charge until he was fired this offseason. Jordan has made 184 tackles, 2 interceptions, and forced 2 turnovers in his career. The Chiefs have also signed former Titans linebacker Zach Dials, who played at Kansas State, to help shore up the linebacker position. Kansas City could also attempt to fill one of the biggest voids in its defense through the draft. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.